This is Rideshare Sean again. I know I said I wouldn't go to Pinellas to drive anymore, but I'm going there to drive today. But first, there is a building that's being built right now in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. So since I found out it was getting built, I think it was like August 2022. I go there every month with my drone and take pictures of it. And I've been taking pictures of it now, like, I don't know, I guess it's like a year now? I don't even know. But anyway, so, like, after I go there every month. And I used to go there at the end of every month. But now I just try to get it out, get it done in the beginning of the month. And because I don't want, this one rider said to me, told me about this because I didn't know. Like, he said that he saw a YouTube video of, like, you know, something happening with a crane. And I think he said it was in New York. Because there was a crane accident, and the people below the crane accident, whether they're driving or just hanging out at restaurants, they don't have anything to do with it. They're not doing anything wrong, and they end up, you know, getting badly injured or dying. Try not to disturb anybody when they're working. So I only go here and shoot with my drone, with my Canon camera on holidays or Sundays because there's nobody working usually. Like, I've been there on Sundays before though, and there are people there working still on Sunday. I'm like, dang. So I try to go there on holidays because on a holiday, there is nobody working at all. It's always the way it is on holiday. Nobody is working. So I try to go there on holidays too. And after I shoot that, I'll probably do a couple of rides and then head back to Manatee. Oh, I gotta go grocery shopping today too before I go home. So anyway, so when I'm down there shooting, I, you know, like, sometimes I shoot outside the vehicle, sometimes I shoot from inside the vehicle. I just do different things. But lately, like, because, like, I've been shooting from inside the vehicle, but, like, that particular building, it's 400 Central, is the one that I shoot all the time. And when it's done being built, it's going to be the tallest building in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Right now, the tallest building in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida is the one. It's on 100 First Street North. So it's like on the corner of First Street North and First Avenue North. And Wikipedia says it's 450 feet, but I measured it with my drone and it was 490 feet. So I don't know. But anyway, so I go down here every month and take a picture of 400 Central being built. And when I first looked at it on, you know, when I first went to the 400 Central website, it said that they were going to be, when they finished, they were going to be luxury apartments. Then I went back there again, and it said they were going to be condominiums. So I was like, whatever. So 400 Central is right here. It's between Central and First Avenue South. That building right there to the left, that's red, has the two cranes above it. That's 400 Central being built. So every month since I heard about it, I've been coming here and taking pictures of it with my Canon camera and my drone. Camera. I have this app on my phone, so I take the pictures with my Canon camera, and then I pull them over to my iPhone, and then I push them up to the cloud. And then when I get home later, I take the pictures out of the drone, and then put it in my cloud drive, and I put it under the D, and whether it's from the drone or from the Canon camera. So I get my, this is what I do every month. I get my Canon camera out from under the seat. Before I leave, I get the drone out from under the, in the hatchback, in that little compartment under the, in the back there, whatever, it, I don't even know what it's called. It's like a little compartment underneath that I store my drone in. Other stuff. So I take off the kit lens that came with my N50, and then I put on this telephoto lens. I don't know, it's a 70-300mm lens. It's the biggest lens that I can afford, and it's an EF lens, and this, I have a Viltrox adapter, and that adapter allows me to put EF lenses on this M50 thing. I got it from Omar at Think Media. He said it was a good thing to buy, so I bought it when I had some money. So when I'm done, I just turn my flashers off, and now I'm going driving for the day. Take a left, I put my earpiece in, and now I'm driving. Online the apps, the Uber driver app says.